malarkey. The devil's advocates invented malarkey.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. I'm joining soon. You can join right now. Just dial 844-967-2789. Now, we play tribalism around here occasionally. You know, I know sometimes it feels like us versus them, whoever them are. Probably Gary and CJ, but whoever them are, it's us versus them. And we always accuse the other side, be it the righties accusing guys like me, or the lefties like me accusing guys like CJ of being the truly bad ones. You know, they're the bad ones. So anyways, let's break it down. Let's figure out. Let's do the math. Which party is more ruthless? And according to the plumb line, Paul Waldman, oh, it's not even close. So I'm going to jump in this opinion piece at the Washington Post. People at both parties will tell you that their own side is made up of feckless wimps who cower at the first sign of resistance, while the other side is populated by ruthless Machiavellians who will go to any length to win. But they can't all be right. A look at Washington and more vividly at the states tells us which side is mercilessly advancing its goals and which isn't. And there are few better illustrations of this vast imbalance than how the parties have responded to the extraordinary Texas abortion law passed last year. A little recap, the Texas law outlawed almost all abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, before many women know they're pregnant. This is plainly unconstitutional. The Supreme Court has repeatedly held that women have the right to an abortion before viability, and even abortion opponents don't claim that a six-week-old fetus is viable. And to evade the courts, the law put enforcement in the hands of private vigilantes, allowing anyone to sue abortion providers, or anyone who even helped a woman get an abortion. In a shocking move, the Supreme Court allowed the Texas state law to stand potentially for years while it and other abortion laws are adjudicated by the courts. Now, conservatives fully understand the implications of this. When the Supreme Court heard oral arguments on the Texas law last November, Justice Brett, give me another beer, Kavanaugh, noted that if the law stands, state could restrict all kinds of constitutional rights by putting enforcement in the hands of vigilantes instead of the government. It could be free speech rights, he said. It could be the free exercise of religion rights. It could be the Second Amendment rights if this position is accepted here. In theory, that's true, but in practice, it could turn out that only Republicans are willing to avail themselves of this vigilante tactic now that the Supreme Court has opened the door by letting Texas's law be implemented. Since then, Republicans in a dozen states have introduced unconstitutional abortion bans enforced by private vigilantes. Idaho just became the first state to pass one. The legislation banning abortions after 6 weeks is now headed to the governor's desk. Idaho's law is slightly more limited than the one in Texas. It only allows suits against abortion providers and only by people related to the fetus. Still, when a Democrat in the Texas House asked the bill sponsors if a rapist's brother could sue over his brother's victim's abortion, the sponsor admitted he could. So if Democratic states passed a deluge of laws modeled on the Texas law using vigilante provisions to attack the gun industry or other opponents of liberals, no, they haven't. The Post has identified 35 bills with vigilante provisions that have been introduced in state legislatures over the last month, some by Republicans and some by Democrats. But so far, there has been no wave of vigilante laws signed by Democratic governors. With a good deal of fanfare, California Governor Gavin Newsom recently endorsed legislation allowing people to sue gun manufacturers and the sellers for their harm the products do. Right now, the legislation is in committee. Is it going to be law? It might. And maybe if California does it, other liberal states will follow. But no one will be surprised if those bills sink into limbo, where most legislation resides and disappears. And the typical Democratic legislator will probably tell you there are more pressing problems at hand. Their states already have fairly strict gun laws. They have economic, educational, and environmental challenges to confront, among others. Governing is complicated, and if you're serious about it, there's only so much time you can spend on making a point. Republican state legislators, on the other hand, tend not to be particularly serious about governing, so they can devote all their energy, like restricting women's reproductive rights and smashing through norms and breaking rules, has become part of what it means to be a Republican. That's how you show your supporters you're committed to the conservative cause. If you'd say, I'd like to ban all abortions, but we can't until the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade, that marks you as a squish. After all, didn't the court give you the go-ahead by not putting a hold on the Texas law? Kinda. That's hardly all. On subject after subject, Republicans in the state are going farther than anyone imagined just a short time ago. It all started here about a decade ago, but anyways. Whether it's attacking the families of trans kids, banning books, or eliminating any and all gun restrictions, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine just signed a law making his the eighth state since 2021 to remove permitting requirements for concealed weapons, after Alabama passed a similar law last week. No training, no background check, no license required. In more liberal areas of the country and just about everywhere else in the world, the idea that an adult should carry a gun around without even showing that they know which end the boom comes out of seems possibly and positively insane. But Republicans are not feeling constrained. While the rest of us look on in horror, their base has every reason to conclude that their leaders are getting things done.
It is just infected with toxic masculinity. I am so sick of GOPs beating their chest and draping themselves with flags, but the second they get pushback on anything, the second they are asked to do anything at all to go and help anybody else, I can't wear a mask. At the Devil Tree situation, we go into the state capitol and we present our Devil Tree and we talk and have a wonderful time. Big manly man, Shea Sortwell, comes out and Dom goes, what's this tree for? He's like, well, is this all you're doing for your constituents? And he's like, this is for our constituents. This is for all of our people. And Dom asked the question that most people might think of, what else have you done for your constituents besides putting up a tree and singing carols to nobody?
Other than trolling?
And after that, once he was confronted with something, a fact that he couldn't actually back up, he turned into a little sobbing little child because Dom just kept pushing him and he just kept repeating the same thing over and over again because he's got nothing. He's a coward. And these people have never, ever, ever had to be held to the consequences of their actions. That it's insane. So all you have to do is push back a little bit harder than normal, and maybe, do you notice how these people never go up for debates? They never have public discourse. They never have town hall meetings with anybody they already don't know because they cannot stand pushback. These toxic masculinity-filled people from the GOP walk around beating their chest, but if you push them over just a little bit, they will crumble like little children.
I am never putting you on the radio hangry again, Fancy Brian. I'm just saying, holy schmoly. 844.
Come on down to Waukesha, conservatives. You want to come talk to me? Now's the best time.
No, don't do that. Don't do that, Gary. Stay away. Stay away.
I like Gary. We're cool. Gary and I are cool. Gary and I are totally cool.
844-967-2789. Jake from Milwaukee. Jake, welcome. What do you got?
Well, actually, it was good that you brought this up. It's what I've been thinking about a lot. All these, all these book burning laws, these, tell on your librarian, someone's gay laws, all these.
Can't say gay.
Authoritarian.
Can't say gay.
All these authoritarian, yes, LGBT, all these authoritarian, very Russian Putin fascist things are coming from Republicans, like every one of them, right? It's kind of like, 10 years ago, stuff like this has been coming out in Russia for years, right? And we're seeing it happen here now. I mean, we know the Republican Party, they're all pretty much Putin lovers anyways. So they want a dictatorship and a fascist United States. That's what they want. That's what
I don't think they look in the mirror and they think I want a fascist United States. I think that that
no,
is.
But they are.
Well, I no, disagree. I think their actions are leading to fascism because I think they're very paternalistic. They need a strong daddy to tell them what's right and what's wrong. And right now, Donald Trump is their daddy.
But see, the thing is they don't care. They don't care. And if it is, they'll just take advantage of it and say, like, hey, you know what? You can't have your radio stations because they're not for the government line, which is what we say it is, just like in Russia right now. I'm just saying, people, you vote for conservatives and Republicans, you're going to get a fascist United States, and then they'll be coming for you if you don't like it. So just be vigilant. And one other thing.
I'm always vigilant. Don't tell me they're coming for me, Jake. No, continue.
One other thing. Can one conservative who calls here defend themselves why they're pro-life, but not? Because there's nothing that you guys do that is pro-life, right? I mean, other than trying to force women to have a pregnancy, there's nothing that you guys stand for that is pro-life.
Force birth period. Party is what they
force
are.
Birth. It's like it's a joke. Just be a man or a woman, suck it up and say, I want to save a fetus and I don't care about anyone else and I hope you die. You know, it's just do it. Be honest, because I'm sick of this. I'm pro-life. Well, not for that person. He should die. Or, oh, good thing that person got ran over was a Democrat, like some AG from, I think it was South Dakota said. It's just stop it. Come on, Gary, man up and say, hey, I am pro-fetus and then screw everyone else. You know, just be honest.
Jake, that might be a little too much honesty for some. 844-967-2789.
What bothers me the most is not just the lack of... Republicans used to act... I mean, may disagree with their policy, but they actually used to have policy. It used to be about, this is a different way that I have to go and maybe fix the same problems that we both agree upon. Now it's, I have created this infactual problem, and we're going to go and make a huge end around so that I can go and take care of my corporate donors. It has nothing to do with actual policy or governance anymore, and it used to, and that's what bothered me. I mean, look, in mob places, they at least kept the lights on. They at least have no crime in the mob neighborhoods. They may be doing crimes, but at least they're taking care of their own. They don't even take care of their own in Republican circles now.
I'm buying you a Snickers bar, man. I'm a little worried about you. Get that man hungry. Watch out. 844-967-2789. Fancy Brian got a little sound on the rundown. Republican. You don't think I got time? You're telling me I don't have time. Well, maybe if you didn't go on so many hangry rants, I'd have more time. Let me start a story, and then we'll bring the sound back later in the show. Maybe if Fancy Brian thinks there's time. But here is the headline. Why are there still apes? Trump-backed Senate candidate cast out on evolution. Well, he's former Heisman Trophy winner Herschel Walker. You know, sort of a famous football player sort. Trump-backed Georgia Senate candidate Herschel Walker recently delivered a diatribe that put Fancy Brian to shame and cast out on the science of evolution. As reported by the Huffington Post, Walker made the remarks while speaking at the Sugar Hill Church in Georgia this past Sunday. Here's the quote. I guess we'll skip the sound. You can trust me. Here's the quote. No, we don't have time for the sound, but I have time to quote it. At one time, science said man came from apes. Did it not? Walker said rhetorically. If that is true, why are there still apes?
Because you don't understand anything, you idiot.
Think about it. The church.
Because you didn't think about it, you idiot.
The church's lead pastor, Chuck Allen, then jumped up to tell Walker, now you're getting too smart for us. Oh,
nope.
Yeah, entirely. Entirely. Maybe he was hangry. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. More of your phone calls. 844-967-2789.
I drank beer with my friends.
I don't care about those people, man. I could care less what they think.
I liked beer. I still like beer.
We the People sucks and it's dead and buried.
Sometimes I had too many beers.